Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Brian Ward.
Well, who was here last week? How many hands up? Quite a few. Those that weren't, Pastor Paul brought a great message, and it's on about our identity that we have in Jesus Christ. Who are we? Where are we come from? Where are we going? I know Chris put a bit of a song up for that, wasn't it? I won't sing it. But, yeah. Need the old banjo, don't you? Yeah, so there's a great message about really who are we in Christ? That we're born from God in our spiritual sense, and that's where are we heading to? As well as he mentioned about holding on to things too tightly, or what are we focusing on? Where our identity isn't in our title, for instance, and things like that. Our identity is in Jesus Christ. That we don't work to our positions of authority that God puts us in. We work from them because that's where God's raised us up to. So it's not a time of actually trying to strive or do things like that. But it's actually saying, well, I'm a servant of God. You know, I'm going to do what he's given me to do and allow him to raise me up. Here I am, Lord, use me. And so it's, the message last week was fantastic to be able to see, to really focus on, A, who am I really? Where have I come from? Where am I going? And not to hold on to things too tightly that God's given us already. That he might take away, he might lead me on to something completely different, to being associate senior leader with Pastor Paul and Kate. So it's a willingness of not holding on too tightly to what God's placed you in, but having our own hands open to receive more from God for the blessings and the things that he has for you to move you on, as well as to move his church on. It's no good us being standing here for Paul and I when we're in our 90s, still trying to preach from the pulpit when God's raising up the leaders within the church of today. That knowing that all the younger generation are our leaders for today and for tomorrow. And so there's always going to be a time of handing over. There's always going to be a time of stepping down. There's always going to be a time of moving on to the things that God's got for me next. I can't see myself coordinating the street angels at the age of 95. Maybe. I don't know. But I need to be looking at raising up leaders within the street angels of a younger generation to say, well, draw alongside me and I'll show you how it's run. And then I can release people into that as and when God tells me to. And it's the same for each and every one of us. That you're not just there as someone that comes to church on a Sunday, but you're an important part of God's plan and purposes for his church of today. That he's raising you up as well as he's raising, as well as the way he's raised leaders up who are above us. As in, who are above us and have already been running the race for him. And so today is really it's a prophetic word that Paul brought last week. That he said that the prophetic word of the church is going to be growing. Our church here at Kingdom Faith Yorks is going to be growing. The church of Christ is going to be growing. It says the gates of hell cannot prevail against his plans and purposes. That what we see and what we hear in the world, I've got no way the same sort of power as a King of Kings who we've been declaring this morning, of someone who is the way, the truth, and the life. And so his church is going to grow before Christ comes again. He's preparing himself a bride, and you're part of that bride. Every person that's sitting here that knows Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior is part of that bride. And those that not yet know him that's here this morning, maybe today is a day to say, well, actually, I need to be knowing this God. I need to be knowing this Jesus Christ, the one who's loved us, the one who created us, the one who knew us in our mother's womb even before we were born. And so how do we become leaders? How do we become raised up? How do we become effective in our community? And God showed me, he gave me four E's to share with you this morning. I'll give you three of them. You'll have to find out what the fourth one is yourselves as we read along. So I don't like to give you everything, you know. And the first one was really by enabling. God enables us. And how does he do that? Let's look at some of the scriptures that God's given me. Acts chapter 4. Let's go to Acts. Great book. Acts of the Apostles. If you've got your Bibles, read along with me. If you haven't, then just receive. Acts chapter 4. So he enables us. So Acts chapter 4 and verse 29. If we read from verse 27, it says, "Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats, enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus." After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Just lost my place there. Yeah, there we go. So it's an enabling. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants. We get enabled by the Holy Spirit that comes to live in us. Once we ask Jesus Christ into our lives, when he went back to the Father, he said, "I will not leave you alone or abandoned, but I'll send someone to comfort you. I'll send the Comforter." And that's the Holy Spirit. So when we say yes to Jesus, yes, I want to follow Jesus, yes, I need him in my life, what happens is the Holy Spirit then comes to live inside us. And it's the Holy Spirit that's the enabler. "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness." So what the Holy Spirit does, it gives us a boldness to be able to speak out of the things that God is saying to us through his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit only speaks the things to us that he sees the Father speak, that he sees God speak. And he only does the things that he sees God doing. So it's the same for Jesus when he was upon the earth, that Jesus says, "I only do the things that I saw my Father doing, and I only speak the things that I hear him saying." So it's no different down through the Trinity, if you like, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that they only speak to us the things that they see the Father doing. Because we don't want to be doing anything else apart from the Father's will. Isn't that right? And so it is, there's an enabling, that the Holy Spirit enables us. He gives us a great boldness to speak out. It talks about boldness. "Come boldly into my presence," says the Lord. That it's not through fear or trembling, but it's through his love that casts out all fear. It's through a love that he places in us through his son Jesus that enables us in his Holy Spirit to speak boldly, to take the word out, to take it not just where we're comfortable here on a Sunday morning, but when we're in our workplace, when we're in our university, when we're in our neighbours, that when God gives us a word, we're able to take that because the Holy Spirit enables us, it gives us a boldness to be able to speak out. I'm not saying in the natural my knees aren't shaking when I might share a message from God. Whose knees shake, or who has doubts when God gives us a word to speak out? Come on, do we all? Well, I do. I don't know about you guys. But as we continue to do that, as we continue to speak out the things, you know, God's big enough for himself to look after his own word that goes forth. It says his word does not return to him void, but accomplishes that for which it is being sent. And so as we speak out something into somebody's life or share something of our own lives, our own testimony, our own story to somebody else, we don't know how the Holy Spirit is then enabling that person to have their eyes open, to have their heart open and saying yes to Jesus. It might just be the first step for that person to have ever heard anything about a love of a Father in heaven or a love of the Son of God who went and died for them. And so that's why we need that enabling through the Holy Spirit. The teaching, if you like, through his word, through the teachers that are above us, through your life team leaders, through your own individual time with God, that the Holy Spirit starts to enable us and empowers us to be able to go out. So there's a real emphasis here on enabling. They did what your power had decided. Now, Lord, consider their threats. Enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miracles. So it goes on beyond speaking a word. He also enables us to be able to heal the sick. Who knows, it's not from us, but it's from the Holy Spirit or through Jesus Christ that we get the power to be able to heal. You know, I can't heal diddly squat, but Jesus can heal through me. He can heal through you. And so it's that enabling again of the Holy Spirit within us that gives us the opportunity to go out and do miracles, signs and wonders. Jesus said it's not just for today, but you know, you're going to do greater things still of what I've been doing. So let's get that boldness. Can you just feel it welling up inside you right now, that boldness? Yeah, come on, let's get out there. Let's finish. Let's go into Scarborough right now. Come on, you coming? No, okay. Man, come on, church, wake up. We shouldn't be meeting here, shouldn't we? We should be out there telling people about this love of Jesus. We should do that one Sunday, I think. Go out there down the seafront, around Scarborough, just sharing this passion and power and enabling that the Holy Spirit gives us to go out and share his love. And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 33, we go down. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Man, I'm looking forward to a day when this place is shaking. When our prayers are so, you know, it's not to do with our prayers. It's not to do with us. It's to do with God releasing as we come to meet with him and then encountering him, that he releases his power. That's why we get these moves of God around the country. It's God's decision to say, yeah, I'm going to bless Coleraine at the moment, where over 3,000 people have just been saved. Come on, I want to see that in Scarborough. But it's through the enabling of the Holy Spirit. It's not through my own strength or my own desire. It's a desire I have to want to do God's will and see people set free. But it's not through my own strength. Because as we start to try to do it in our own strength, and then things fall flat, or we burn ourselves out, we get tired, or we think, well, this isn't working. Come on, let's see the place shake. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. See again, it's the Holy Spirit that enables. It's the Holy Spirit that empowers us. All the believers were in one heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy persons among them, but from time to time, those who owned lands or houses sold them, bought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and is distributed to anyone as he had need. Hallelujah. I think it's just wonderful to see when we're empowered by the Holy Spirit so much as his church, that the things of this world don't really matter to us. My wages I get in might pay the bills and my taxes, but it's not mine as such, it's a gift from God. That my house is a gift from God. It's not something I own, but it's something God's blessed me with that I'm a steward of for my time here upon this earth. I can't take me millions if I had them back with me to heaven, but what I can do with my finances whilst I'm here is to make sure people are blessed the way God directs me through the empowering of his Spirit. Praise God. Luke chapter 1, verse 73-74. This is Zechariah's song. Let's just read from 68 there. It says, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us." He saved us from he saved us from our enemies. And that's what he wants. It's God's heart and desire that everyone should be saved, that none should perish. "To show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham." Who knows, we come from that Abrahamic covenant. You know, we're all come from Abraham's seed, if you like. "To rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him." Wow, serve. Hello? Serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. You know, a servant heart never disappears from God's people. It doesn't matter how or what position God raises you in, he gives you a servant heart. And it's to serve those around us. It's to serve those with us. It's to serve those on the streets. It's to serve each and every person of how God wants us to serve them through holiness and righteousness all our days. So a servant heart that God gives us when we become Christians It is there from day one to eternity. And it just brings a joy and a delight to the Father and really encourages everyone within the church as we serve one another. And you, my child, will be called prophet of the Most High. Well, this is talking about John the Baptist, I think. For you will go before the Lord to prepare a way for him. But it says there, 74, 73, the oath he swore to our fathers Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable to serve him. He enables us through his Holy Spirit to serve God himself as well as one another. That we're serving a Father who loves us, a Father who gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, to set us free, to give us freedom, to give us liberty and everything that he has for us, that we might be able to serve him. But it's serving not with a slave mentality, but it's serving from a place of relationship. It's serving from a place of love, not of fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. The love of God, this agape love, if you like, it's a love that just fills us and just wants to do the things that Jesus did. If we start to read the life of Jesus Christ in the Gospels, and we'll see how he went from place to place, how nothing was really too difficult for him. Yet often he came where many crowds gathered around him. Is anything too difficult for us today? Or we've got that servant heart to say, well, I'm going to serve God through thick or thin. He enables us through his Holy Spirit. He enables us to serve him. He enables us to serve one another. He enables us to serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you getting something? Yeah, being enabled. You are enabled if you have the Holy Spirit in you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Isn't that right, Cheryl? Praise God. Let's quickly look at Philippians 3:21. Yeah, this really is speaking about pressing on towards a goal, if you like, that God's given us. And it says from verse 17, join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. For as I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things. That's a plural. On earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven. Where's your citizenship this morning? Where's your citizenship this morning? Our citizenship is in heaven. For those who know Jesus Christ. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that we'll be like his glorious body. So his enabling as well glorifies our lowly bodies to be more like him. That what we give out, what we present, what we're going to present out there is not me, Brian Ward, the old life, but a new creation of Christ in me. The Christ in you, Christ in each and every one of you that know Jesus this morning is what shines out. It's what shows other people in our communities, in our workplaces. Enabling. So all leaders, as God raises up leaders, as he's raising up the church, he does it by enabling us, by the power of his Holy Spirit. The other one is by enabling us and also through encouragement. Encouragement. Let's have a look at Acts chapter 7. And this really is a story relating back. It's Stephen's speech to the Sanhedrin, if you like, or to the governors in his time. And he's talking about of a man called Joseph, who I'm sure many of you have read about. I'm sure you've heard of Joseph in the Old Testament. And he says in verse 9, because the patriarchs were jealous of Joseph, they sold him as a slave into Egypt. but God was with him and rescued him from all his troubles. He gave Joseph wisdom and enabled him to gain the goodwill of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So he made him ruler over Egypt and all his palace. Sorry, that's another enabling, isn't it? It's not encouragement. But that's an enabling, if you like. That was enabling Joseph, if you like. Because the patriarchs were jealous of Joseph, they sold him as a slave into Egypt, but God was with him and rescued him from all our troubles. Who knows that God rescues us from our troubles? He gave Joseph wisdom and enabled him to gain the goodwill of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So he made him ruler over Egypt and all his place. There's an enabling that God gives us that has an effect on our community, not just on ground level, but also people who are sitting in high places. People like the council, the Scarborough Borough Council, North Yorkshire Borough Council, the police, people in authority within our towns, that God enables us to move into these places and be effective. Very much so, like with the work of the street angels in this town, gave Pastor Paul an opportunity of moving in, starting to talk to the director of Scarborough Borough Council and to the mayor and to the superintendents of the North Yorkshire Police. So what God does as well, it enables us to not just to be effective on ground level as we like, but God might be raising you up this morning to enable you to have an effect upon your community, to have an effect upon your council, to have an effect upon your senior leaders that might run your town. And how much important is that as we see the way the world is going at the moment, that the governments of this world need that input of Christianity, if you like, in the decisions that they make. They need to start making godly wisdom choices and not just wisdom of man. And the way God does that is by raising us up, by enabling us to be that person. So it doesn't matter where God has placed you. Remember that you're important to where you are at the moment. That what you're taking into your place of work, what you're taking into your community, what you're taking into your council offices is Jesus Christ. It's something within us. It's a power within us that's going to enable us to see people get saved, to enable us to see people get transformed, to come to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Encouragement. Acts 11, verse 23. Encouragement. There's nothing better than being encouraged, is there? I love being encouraged. Thanks, Dave. Woo! Hallelujah. So Acts 11, make sure I've got the right one this time. Acts 11 and verse 23. If we read from, this is a church in Antioch, if you like, and it says here, news of this, reading from verse 22. In fact, let's go from 19. It says, now those who had been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the ears of the church at Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the evidence of this grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was encouraged. Now, the word, the name Barnabas, is encouragement. How many Barnabases have we got in the church of today? Are we encouraging one another? It says the power of the tongue can bring either life or death. Are we speaking life over our brothers and sisters, or are we bringing death to them? Let's not get into tittle-tattle within the church. You know, it says a house divided shall not stand. We need to stand strong as a church. In today's world, really, where we're seeing different things going on around the world, you know, the Islamic State and other things with the Jewish nation, as well as closer to home on our own streets with alcohol and drugs and the way of life that people are getting involved with, that we need to be encouragers to be able to go out. And if we can't encourage one another, how are we going to encourage a person that's drinking a bottle of gin a day or something like that? Let's not get caught up in tittle-tattle. The power of the tongue is very, it says it's a small thing in the book of James. It's a very small muscle, but what it can bring is life or death. What you speak out is going to bring life or bring death to the person or thing that you're talking about, to the circumstances you're in. Don't say, oh, woe is me. God forbid, come on, I'm a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This illness is not going to beat me, for God is my healer. By his stripes I am healed. Come on, we need to be encouraging one another in these things. We need to be encouraging one another in the things of the Word. For the Word brings life. The Word brings power. The Word brings enabling and encouragement. So let's encourage one another to go out. Let's encourage one another. You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job, Brian and Charlotte, on that hub. You're doing a great job on the little builder's work. The worship team are doing a great job in leading us into the presence of God. The host team are doing a great job in welcoming people. The people at the back there, like David and others that sit very quietly but are important in the technical side of things and the words, are doing a great job. You are doing a great job. Wherever God has placed you, keep going and do a great job. Encourage. Encourage a person next to you. Encourage your family members. Encourage those within the church. Yes, they might get it wrong the first time. Pick them up and let's walk together and I'll show you the way. Are we going to be encouraging? Let's have Barnabases in our church of today. Encouragers. There's far too much out there that brings discouragement. You're the answer to the encouragement. Yeah? Hallelujah. Encouragement. 1 Thessalonians 5. Someone asked me this morning about, you know, that when Christ is coming, you know. I don't know when Christ is coming. I don't think Jesus knows when Christ is coming. God knows. It's not the importance of when he's coming, but am I ready for when he comes? Are you ready for when he comes? And in 1 Thessalonians 5, it's talking about the day when Christ will come again. And it's talking about the night, the things of darkness, but who knows that we're in the kingdom of light, that the kingdom of light is in each of us. But since we belong to the day, reading from verse 8, but since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint to us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up just as in fact you are doing. I love this church because we have got so many people who encourage. I love the host team. I love people. It's not just about the host team, about Peter and Anne and their small team, but everyone is a host team in this church. If you see a new face, go and speak to them this morning. Let's encourage, keep encouraging one another. Keep going for it. Keep going for it. If you read on there, it says that we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in the circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not allow the tongue to put out the Spirit's fire. Praise God this morning. God says he doesn't snuff out a smouldering wick. If your wick is smouldering this morning, may it be enlightened and inflamed by his power and his love this morning. Come out of that place of just lying where you might be in a place of difficulties this morning. But look towards Jesus. look towards God, because as we focus on Him, as we encourage one another, it just lifts us out of the depth and depravity of where the devil wants us to be. We don't give the devil any place in this church. He's under our feet. He's already been defeated by Jesus Christ upon that cross. So let's encourage one another. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. It's sometimes hard. How can you give thanks in that circumstance? I'm not giving thanks to the circumstance. I'm giving thanks to a God who's taken me through the circumstance and is bringing me out onto solid ground, that no longer will I be down there, weighed down. But His burden is light. His yoke is easy. And I'm lifted up. I'm taken up. I'm taken away from those circumstances. That God is greater than my circumstances. That what circumstances we're going through, bring a brother or a sister alongside you. It's not to have a pity party, but it's just to have a praise party. That as we start to praise Him, He inhabits the praises of His people. That He comes to live in your praises. And as we might start in the flesh, and the Spirit comes to enable us, and we start to focus on Him. Oh, hallelujah, You are worthy, Lord. You are my strength. You are my refuge. You are my shield. You are my strong tower. When I run into You, I am safe. Oh, there's nothing that the devil can do to me. Oh, I've got the breastplate of righteousness on. Oh, I've got the shield of faith. Every fiery dart that he tries to fire me will be distinguished on the ground. I have that helmet of salvation. My feet are fitted with the gospel shoes of peace. I have the belt of truth around my waist. I have the sword of the Spirit in my hand. He's equipped us. He's enabled us. So encourage one another to go through those hard times, because God is going through it with you. And He'll not see His child or His loved one getting hurt. Come on, church. Encourage. Watch the tongue. Watch the tongue. Small as it is, brings life or death. Bring it to encourage. Bring it to edify. Bring it to lift up. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. Encouragement. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Look at Philemon. People say, who? If you don't know where Philemon is, it's in the index of your Bible, but it's just before the book of Hebrews. Quite a small book, but a great book, really. It's only one chapter, so about one page in my Bible, I think. The other page tells you about Philemon. So it's easy to be missed. Philemon 1 and verse 4, and it says, I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers. This is Paul writing to Philemon. And he says, as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement. Oh, how I love to be encouraged when I hear the things that's happening in the youth, when I hear the things that are happening in Little Builders, when I hear the things of discussions that take place in the Hub Cafe, when I hear the things that happen on Street Angels of people being looked after, when I'm encouraged and seeing people being raised up in places of worship team or in places of leadership, it encourages my soul. It encourages Pastor Paul, it encourages Kate, and it encourages Shona. The leadership of the same, we love you guys. You encourage us when we see you going for God. We're encouraged when we see you just stepping out in faith. Yeah, we might get it wrong, but God picks us up again. If we don't give it a go, then we'll never give it a go. But He gives us a wisdom. He allows us to hear His voice. He says, my sheep hear your voice. Hallelujah. Encouragement. How many Barnabas have we got here today? I love being encouraged. Brian always encourages me. He has that smiling face on the hub when I come in. And he might have had the worst day ever. But he's still smiling. He still smiles through it. Come on, let's smile. Let's encourage one another. Encouragement. So as God grows the leaders in this church, as the church begins to grow, you know, leadership isn't actually attaining any specific position. That leadership is just leading somebody who maybe have come to Christ, You may be only 2 weeks in your faith, but you may have met someone already, and those 2 weeks in your faith, you're able to lead that person along that path. That's what leadership's about. It's taking responsibility for the people that you encounter, the people that you lead on. You think, well, I can't do that. Well, no, we can't. I can't do it either. But in Christ, I can do all things. You know, it's not mission impossible. It's mission possible, because in God, all things are possible. Encouragement. Are you encouraged? Are you encouraging? David is. Come on, church, wake up. Come on, it's a joy about it. You know, it's such a joy. It's not a heaviness. It's, you know, his yoke is easy, his burden's light. This is joyful stuff. To be encouraged, to be an encourager. Come on. Hallelujah. I don't need jokes about encouragement, but, you know, just be encouraged. Keep going. So we're enabled by the Holy Spirit through encouragement of one another, through encouragement that we get from the Holy Spirit, through encouragement that the Father gives us, through encouragement through your leadership, through encouragement through yourselves. We're encouraged. And endurance. There's a race that is being run. Endurance. Endurance. Let's have a look at endurance then. 2 Timothy 2. Let's have a look there. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Reading from verse 1. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Endure hardship with us like a good soldier. A good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Remember, Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained. Man, when we read about some of these, some of the prophets, Apostle Paul, some of the New Testament figures of the hardships they went through. I'm not belittling your hardship, people, today. But it's a hardship not of the things that the world's putting upon us, because it says my church will be persecuted. Who's expecting persecution? I am. Because I'm not in the world, I'm of the world. But God's kingdom is always going to come under persecution from the world. We are going to come under persecution. Some people are persecuted a lot more than, man, if you went just to the Far East. You see at the moment the amount of martyrs that are being killed at the moment, especially with the Islamic State and other areas. Yeah, that should encourage me to keep going for God. That encourages me, look, whatever I'm going through, Lord, I'm going to go through this together with my brothers and sisters, that we're more than conquerors, we're more than able to go through this. That whatever the world tries to do to us, nothing can take away your salvation. Nothing can take away, if you like, the promises that God has for us. Nothing can take away the victory that God has already won through Christ Jesus, his Son. And that should bring encouragement. That should bring, yeah. That brings this endurance that we are in a race, that we're in a battle. That's the army of God. But we're an army of God that has got the victory. We're not in the army of God that is being defeated. It might feel like it sometimes, the things that we go through in life and what life circumstances bring around us. But that's why we need to be encouraged. That's why we need to be enabled by the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to endure the race. That we're running a race together. And that's why the body of Christ is so important. It's not about the man at the top. It's about the body of Jesus Christ, that we encourage one another, that God has got a gifting for every person in this room. And so it's a body, it's a family of Jesus Christ. And as we go through the times, the difficult times, as we stand strong together, that these cords of love will not be broken, that these cords of love will stay strong. So let us endure the race. If we endure, it says in verse 12, therefore, in verse 10, therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here's a trustworthy saying, if we died with him, we also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, but he cannot disown himself. We have a God, you know, that's faithful for us. That if we blow it, he's still faithful to us. But there's this enduring, there's this pressing on. He will reign, we will reign with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. Come on, let's reign with God. Let's reign with a God who we sang about this morning. He is a King of Kings. He is a Lord of Lords. All hail our God, Redeemer. Wow. Come on, are we going to endure the race together? That we're on the victory side. We're on the victor side. Hallelujah. Let's endure the race. 2 Timothy 4. In fact, 2 Timothy, let's go to 2 Timothy 3, verse 10. It says, you, however, this is godlessness in the last days. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured, yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learnt it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly, what? May be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That we might be equipped. Thank you, Jesus. All Scriptures God-breathed. It is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training, and in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So that's why we need to be enabled by the power of the Holy Spirit, or that we are enabled by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to continue to encourage one another. That's why we need to endure the race, that eventually then in having all those things, we are equipped to do the things that God has got for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Elka, can you just come up and play the keys for a second? You know, the end times are a time really that I don't know when Christ is coming back. None of us do. But we need to be ready, church. As God is raising up his church and raising leaders and going to grow this church, we all have a responsibility to be able to be, that we are all enabled by the Holy Spirit, first of all. You're enabled as much as I'm enabled. It's the same Holy Spirit. But we do have choices to make in life. It's how much time am I going to give to my God? How much time am I going to spend watching the television or coming into a place with him of learning what he wants us to be doing? as we worship on a Sunday morning and we sing the choruses and the hymns, it's not just about singing words, but it's maybe asking God, the Holy Spirit within us, what are you saying to us today, Lord? I don't just focus upon the words that I'm singing, but I'm asking God and the leaders of the church, and hopefully yourselves, is God, what are you saying to us this morning as we worship you, as we lift your name high, the one who is worthy of all praise and honor and glory? What are you saying to me today, Lord? What are you saying to your church of today? See, it all comes down to faith and obedience. We have to step out. That what we receive from God, it's not just to fill us up, that we become so fat and over bloated with the good things of God that the people out there aren't receiving anything. But he says, the rivers of life that flow down from my throne room, that the rivers of life that flow out of your bellies. So we've got to be a channel for God. Got to be something that releases the good things that God gives us in this church. And what a church we are. Father God, we thank you for Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. We thank you, Father, for your church nationally, the Church of Jesus Christ, for every congregation in this place, in this town. Father, we thank you that you will build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We thank you, Father God, this morning. Let's just stand, church. Let's just come in his presence. Maybe we just take a second. Maybe you just need to repent of things that we're saying, well, I can't do that, Lord. I'm unable to do that. Maybe we just need to repent for, just take seconds to repent, you know. But it's a heart thing. But that we thank God this morning. We thank you this morning, Father God, that you have enabled us by the power of your Holy Spirit. That your Spirit lives in each and every one of us who knows Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you that you enable us, that your word enables us. Father, give us clarity and understanding. Give us a wisdom, Lord. Give us a discernment of your word by your Holy Spirit. Let us hear your voice more clearly from today, Lord God. The plans and purposes you have for my life, for our lives, for the life of your church, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you enable us, that we don't do it in our own strength. But Father God, we thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, start thanking him, church. Just thank him for enabling you this morning. Thank you. Thank him for the power of his Holy Spirit that lives inside you this morning. That it's not mission impossible, but it's mission possible in Christ Jesus. Oh, come on, church. Come on, church. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Father, I thank you for the spirits of encouragement, for the encouragers within your church of today. Father, I thank you for every Barnabas that's here present today, Lord. Let us all have that spirit and desire and compassion and passion of encouragement. Lord, let us go and encourage one another. Father, let us be an encourager, Father, not just to your people, but to those outside of this church. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Encourages. Oh, Father, I thank you for the smile you put on our faces. We thank you, Father, for you that lives in us, the light of the world, the hope of salvation. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we walk out of here, Lord, with our heads held high. We thank you that we are the light of the world. We thank you for the light of the world that lives in us. We thank you, Father, we take that light into our workplace. We thank you, Father, we take that light into our community. Father, we thank you, it's a light that cannot be put out. Father, I thank you this morning, Lord, for the wicks or the lights have gone dim this morning. Father, we thank you that today is a day of seeing those wicks come into a flame, into a fire. Father, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the fire. Oh, hallelujah. Burn away, Father, we pray, the things that are not of you. But Father, increase your fire and purity within our lives, Lord, that we walk according to your ways, according to your rules, according to your promises, according to your love, your plans and your purposes for each of us and for your church. Oh, just thank him, church. Thank him for that spirit of encouragement in you this morning. If you've never been encouraged, receive it right now. Spirits of encouragement come upon you. Hallelujah. Spirits of encouragement come upon you. Hallelujah. Encourage a person. Encourage that person you work with. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for that endurance. Help us to endure, Lord, through the hard times. Help us to run the race, Lord, as your church. Father, that we reach and attain the crown of glory that you have for each of us in this place. Father, that we're not people that give up, Father, but we're people that press forward. Father, that we hold one another up, Father, as you hold us up by your right hand, that we shall not fall to the ground. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have equipped us and enabled us and encouraged us, that we're able to endure the race, Lord God. Father, one with another, not on our own, but Father, with your church. We give you the glory, Lord. Father, help us to run the race. Father, as we see a brother or sister fall down, help us to pick them up and encourage them. As we continue the race together, Lord God, as we continue to see the vision and the mission of Kingdom Faith Yorkshire be fulfilled, Father, for the plans that you have for this congregation here in Scarborough. Whatever church you're from, just speak it over your church this morning. That endurance, that running the race. But Father, we thank you for the Church of Jesus Christ. That we are all part of one church. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you as a church that is set upon a hill. It is a light that is seen. It is a light that attracts those to come to it, Father God. Father, for every person that's still in that place of darkness, we speak out to them to come into a place of light. Father, we thank you that your light is shining in each of us this morning. Hallelujah. A light that will not be put out. A light that cannot fail. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, this morning we thank you that you have totally equipped us. Father, help us to get into your word. Help us to encourage one another through your word. An equipping, Lord, that you have totally equipped us for the things you have planned for us. Hallelujah. Oh, let's give God the glory. Can we have the worship band up? Can we have the worship band up, please? Come on, let's go out with glory. Let's go out of praise and rejoicing this morning. But he is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this morning, if you're on a place where you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, can I invite you to come up the front this morning, either during this last song or afterwards. Or if you're with somebody that you come with and you're sitting with them this morning who is a Christian, maybe it's that decision time to make that you want that encouragement, you want that enabling, you want that empowering, you want to run that race of endurance. Come forward this morning and know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There's people here on the front row who are willing to share with you and to stand with you as you make that commitment. Hallelujah. Let's sing something. Yeah, powerful. Well, just go with that. You're the man of the moment. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you all for coming this morning. The hub will be open.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Our God is an awesome God. And I come from down south, as you can imagine, long way away. But praise God, our God is the same God. Amen. And the message is the same. And it's fantastic to just come and share and be amongst you again. I've missed Kingdom Faith a little bit. I don't get to Horsham very often. I get up here more than I do get down to Horsham because we're very busy in ACF. But you know, that message that Pastor Brian has brought this morning is the same message that we're preaching down in Ashford. And God is doing a new thing in our nation and in our lives. Because, you know, the next move of God, and hear me right here, is not going to come from the platform. It's not going to come from some super duper man of God. Guys, it's going to come from folk like yourself and folk like me. You know, our God is going to move through the body of Christ. And it's the body of Christ that's going to make a difference in this nation of ours. Amen. And he has equipped and enabled each one of us to do what he has called each and every one of us to do. And the thing is, it's not us that's going to be doing it. It's going to be the Jesus that lives in each one of us doing it through us. And we need the revelation and the understanding and the clarity of how powerful the Jesus in us is. And we have to stand, if you like, to one side and allow the Jesus in us to flow through us. And as we do that, so God will move powerfully in this nation. And we will see not just the ones and twos coming in, but we will see the thousands coming into the kingdom. Hallelujah. And Lord, today, Lord, we want to give you all the glory. We want to give you all the praise because it's all of you and none of us. Amen. Hallelujah. It's awesome what God is going to do. And I want to also just give thanks this morning for this place. You know, when I came up before, I've been up to Yorkshire a number of times. We've been in different places. And God's moved you into a very central position here. And you are a lighthouse on the hill. Amen. And the light draws people. And people are going to come into this place. And I see this place packed with people. Hallelujah. And I have a word specifically for one or two of you. I see a plane. And this plane, in fact, more than one plane, has been approaching the runway. And you've been off slightly. And you've missed the runway. But God this morning is repositioning you. You can't position yourself. And if you've been trying to position yourself, the word to you this morning is stop it. Amen. Let God position you. Because when God positions you, you land smoothly. But when you position yourself, you miss the landing. Amen. And God is the only one that can position us. God is the only one that can raise us up into that position. And I love what Pastor Brian said earlier. You minister from the position that God has placed you in. You don't position yourself above that. It's from where God positions you that we minister from. Amen. And that's where the power is. That's where the anointing is. And that's where the love of God flows from. Hallelujah. So I believe this morning for a number of you, God is repositioning you. And it's like 2 Samuel, not sure which chapter it is, but it talks about David's mighty men. And one of those mighty men positioned themselves in the center of the battle. And there was a mighty victory. As you allow God to position yourself in the right place, you will see mighty victories. Amen. In this place, but in your life. Hallelujah. You are a blessed people. Amen. Let's give God the glory this morning. Let's give him the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.